and welcome to my Mom Bod Village. I am excited to host this platform in support of working women who are already moms or who are thinking about becoming one. This podcast discusses and provides tips for all things motherhood by using my experiences, resiliency, and research-based knowledge to inspire mothers to live wholesome, healthier, and happier lifestyles while adjusting to the daily living adventures of keeping little humans alive while also balancing our womanhood and work. If you have no idea where to start with getting your life under control, don't worry, none of us know what we're doing. Tune in to find your support system to conquer motherhood together. Holidays can be rough, and who wants to be stressed and in a chaotic house during a time of joy? I prefer not. So this episode is really just providing some quick tips to just get you through the holiday season. I mean, they're really simple, very easy to implement, very easy to try if it's something that you've never tried before. It's something that I really would like to do, so we'll see. But go ahead and keep listening to tune in to get my 4 tips to implement this holiday season to save that sanity and enjoy the holiday season like never before. Let's go. During this season of giving, let us take time to slow down and enjoy the simple things. I love the holiday season. My adult years look a lot different than my childhood years, but the joy does still feel the same. As a kid, I was able to enjoy looking at all the decorations, playing with all the toys, eating all the food. I mean, now my husband can tell you, I'm an avid holiday celebrator, okay? And I still do all of those things, but now I'm also responsible for making it all happen as well. I mean, I have a family now. What did I expect, you know? It is easy for the hustling and the bustling of getting all the holiday things together to cause more stress than joy. And this can, you know, make it somewhat harder to enjoy the things that a lot of people are looking forward to. Between a full-time job and children and pets and the eternal exhaustion, the planner of all things holidays, really the joy can manage to fade. And the season feels more like a burden or hassle than actual fun. I have yet to master the balance of all things wife, mom, and employee. And for those of you that have, please share that recipe with me because I'm desperate at this point. So today I will be sharing tips that I do plan to implement this holiday season just to simply maintain my sanity and to enjoy family and friends with less stress. So I'm really hoping that these are helpful for not only myself, but for you as well. And I would love to hear what you guys have to say about it. If you guys have any additional tips, just always, always, always know that you're able to reach out to me and we can have a discussion. So here we go. And just so y'all know, I might be a little bit behind schedule. I'm literally just now putting up my Christmas tree. Just now packing away all my pumpkins for my fall season. When I tell y'all I'm that holiday celebrator, I'm that holiday celebrator. And so I am really trying to get into the holiday spirit, better late than never. You know, I'm usually earlier than this, but hey, I can't help it. You know, I'm a mom now and I have 2 kids, not one. I have 2 dogs. And currently, for those of you who don't know, I'm also dealing with my husband being deployed. So here we are trying to function, trying to survive and keeping everybody alive. So let's go ahead and get started with these tips. So for the first one, 1, plan ahead. Plan time off accordingly. Okay, accordingly. And do not forget to include travel days. No one wants to return to work the day after long flight layovers or hefty highway traffic. I don't know about y'all, but I'd be stressed. I'd be wanting to get home. I'd be wanting to go to sleep, get a little bit more rest in, and then try to start back up later. Additionally, plan out locations, holiday menus, gifts as far out in advance as possible. It is helpful to know who, what, when, where, why, and how to limit stress and last-minute planning. If not, chaos is bound to happen because the stress from being late and stores being wiped out, FYI, still in a pandemic, people still clearing out the shelves, still having production issues. So there you have it. So stores being wiped out will coincide and make matters worse. If you have not been a planner before, now is definitely your chance to be one. Number two, gift smart. If you have a lot of family members or friends and cannot help yourself to give everyone a gift, practical gifts are okay. Gift cards are okay. Anything that comes from the heart is simply okay. Even pulling names and not taking care of any and all people is okay. The pressure is on when we want people to think we bought them the most expensive gift for whatever reason, or do not want people to think we did not take the time to think of an actual gift and we just ended up settling for something small. A gift is a gift, and simply taking the time out of the season for someone else is pure selflessness and joy. Yes, still enjoy the sales and good deals during the season, but let's not fight over the last of anything in the store. It'll be fine. My rule of thumb is necessities as gifts if people want to get my kids anything. I am always accepting clothes, toothbrushes, pajamas, underwear, you name it. I've also even recently explained to my family we can buy experiences, right? Because, you know, they're in extracurricular activities. Soccer season comes, let's contribute to soccer in one way or another. She does gymnastics, let's contribute to gymnastics one way or another, those types of things. It really does help alleviate stress when the kids are outgrowing clothes or need stuff for the upcoming season. I would have much rather have those than toys, okay? Because toys lose their interest after the next week or two. Especially, they get so tired of looking at the same toys. It's just going to create more chaos because now you have to take the time to go and rotate toys, change the shelves around, switch out the books. Yes, I know they need some. I get it. You know, I mean, I have hundreds of books here for them. However, not only does it not keep their interest, it makes noise. Okay. And for all the parents, I know y'all cannot take all that noise, the drum set, the karaoke machines. Yes, it is fun for a split time. But again, sometimes it's not necessary to buy all the toys, right? And really consider purchasing those experiences, purchasing, you know, piano lessons or some sort of sport or art class or something, anything else that's going to get them from around a toy for an extended period of time and go from there. Cause I think that is definitely something that's going to be more beneficial in the long run. Moving on to number three, self-care. Holidays get busy just as the kitchen, the bathrooms, and family areas. Guests are coming and going as well as yourself because of the number of times something got left at the grocery store. Why not delegate some tasks? I feel that moms always have this issue. Give somebody else some work to do. Cleaning services during the holidays can help you focus on your family, friends, and fun holiday activities. Even if it isn't the housekeeper, give something to somebody for someone else to do that you really don't feel like you are losing your mind and missing moments just to soak in the joy. Even if you are out shopping, grab yourself a holiday scone and a coffee and soak in the time between stoppings at various stores. Find those moments to relax and take in the joy of the holiday season surroundings. Notice all the decorations that have shown up across the city that you've probably paid no mind to. The lights along the street lights, the laughter at ice rinks, the smell of hot chocolate and peppermint. There is so much to be appreciated during this time, and now it's time that you just really soak in that moment. Don't miss out by racing through the stores and grabbing the material things that will someday fade. The memories last a lifetime. Number four, you don't have to do all the things. From school gatherings, work holiday parties, and family functions, we want to look and be the best. We want to make the cutest holiday-themed cookies and treats. This year, buy the store-bought sugar cookies or fruit salad. No one will be upset that it did not come with a cute strawberry Santa hat or that there are no reindeer-shaped cookies. It'll get eaten and the joy and laughter that comes with the holidays will overpower what you thought did not get done. It is much better to not have a mental breakdown. Trust me. Maybe you just want to send a holiday card or a video chat with family instead and call it a season. I say do it. Whatever peace and joy look like for your house, simply just do it. If you feel judged, don't. One thing you will not feel is tired and stressed, and perhaps you will save a few dollars from the change of scenery. Do what you can and what you enjoy in preparation for your holiday events and let convenience do the rest. Say all that to say, take it easy this year, Mom. Don't stress over the small stuff and remember that not all families can celebrate together during the holidays, and don't take the time you have for granted. Watch those movies and drink all that hot cocoa. Make family traditions that bring laughter, joy, and gratitude to the table, whether your kids are big or small. Do whatever it takes to maintain a healthy mindset, not an overwhelmed and a stressed out one. Like I said in the beginning, these are tips that I do plan to implement or would like to implement. Life be crazy, so no promises there, but it's still a good idea to have a plan, because like my dad always told me, a man, well, in my case a woman, without a plan, plans to fail. So why not take these four tips, have at it, enjoy your holiday season, and simply just take in the moment. Really, I mean, really taking the moment. The past couple of years have been extremely crazy, extremely uncertain, unpredictable, and quite frankly, a lot of people are really lonely. So really dive in and enjoy the time that you have with family and friends. And that's it. That's all that I got, because that's all it takes is to really find that genuine happiness. So again, thank y'all for tuning in. I am so appreciative that you all have tuned in and become a part of my Mom Bod Village. And if you have any questions or are interested in hearing about another topic, always, always connect. Reach out and connect by email at finallyfittraining@gmail.com or send me a DM on Instagram. Remember, it takes a village. Look to the description of the episode to figure out how to spell the email, and the link to my Instagram is there. So again, welcome to Mom Bod, It Takes a Village, and I love y'all. Thank y'all. Peace. Happy holidays from my family, the Hamiltons, to yours.